Yes, guys. Hello. Welcome back to the Once You're In podcast. We are back again.
We keep saying that.
But no, this time we will be because we've got two holidays and then we've got some time where we both will be back in normal routine. So I've just realised we're almost matching again. Grey joggers and black top. It just looks the same on there.
Yeah, we do actually.
Yeah, we look the same. you look a lot more tan than me though. I'm going to go on the sunbed after this.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're back. Season three. Welcome to season three.
What's changed since season two? Nothing. It's the exact same.
No, season two. What were classing as season two?
It was about six episodes, wasn't
it? I think season one was Zoom.
Yeah.
Season two was all the ones we've done here.
Yeah.
Not on Zoom.
Yeah.
And then this is season three, which is like post show into off season.
Yeah.
This year's show's done and dusted.
Yeah.
We'll probably run this as like season three up until maybe show season again.
Yeah.
And then that'll be season four.
Season four.
Where we won't do an episode.
Mate, the second I prep next, because I'll be the one prepping next, I'm just going to stop doing the podcast like you did. And then you can't say anything.
No, it was actually the other way around. So when it was your prep, I was trying to carry on the podcast and you were like, I don't want to do it.
For like 3 weeks. We missed three, I think.
Yeah, but you do have to realise this is like a 40-minute drive.
No, drive.
It's a 40-minute drive. 40-minute drive back. It takes a lot out of your day. This is 2 minutes from your house.
Oh yeah, but then I could say, mate, be modified. It's an hour away from me, only half an hour from you.
It's 40 minutes an hour. From me.
It's an hour away. Oh, God, hour extra.
That's
total.
Different when you're training.
Mm. So what's the difference? You're saying that you prefer to train than do the
if
podcast.
If you were to have 80 minutes out of your day on a rest day,
yeah,
I'm not saying
that's the case. But at the same time, when I was like, mate, I'm battered, you were like, let's do the podcast. Meanwhile, you didn't mention it at all for about 3 months.
I kept up with it for a long time.
Yeah, up until. The A1 was the last one that we kept up until about maybe a few weeks before. And then it was like, dead.
I think as well that was more so like, if you think when you were prepping, you didn't have client shows every week. Like, I had client shows every weekend.
That's why I planned it. I was like done by the time. Yeah.
I
was into coach mode. I was into fat coach mode after being in an athlete
mode. Next time I compete, I'm just going to do the shit PCA shows at the start of the year.
Yeah.
And then put all my clients into the good shows.
Yeah. Or you just do the opposite. Just focus on yourself.
Sorry, guys.
Put all the clients into.
You can't do that.
WNBF. You're not a first timer for WNBF.
Not allowed.
Or, sorry, you're natty, but now you've got to do a PCA show. Imagine.
That's the only thing, though, with the natty shows.
They all are late in the year.
If you
want to
do the decent shows, like you're going to be doing it at the end of the year.
Yeah.
I think next time I compete as well, I'll probably do. Because I want to compete abroad, but I'm not like. Set on having to do a finals, you know what I mean, or having to do a worlds or anything.
Yeah.
I might just go and do a German show or a Swiss show, or like maybe just see where Shannon wants to go on holiday.
Yeah, just
go on holiday and be like, I'll just do a show.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine that. I don't think you can enjoy a holiday and then do a show. Like,
depends. I think you can. I think it depends on how your mindset is and your outlook on it. I think you could do. I think I definitely could. I wouldn't have done this year.
No,
but I think I could do. Next time I compete,
yeah,
I would have done if I'd have done it at the same sort of stage that I did the Fitek show.
Yeah, but then also you were fatter then, so it's like it's almost
that's what
like,
I mean. Like
if you can just, handle it, like if your head's all right, then yeah.
If you're doing men's physique,
oh yeah, men's physique, you compete year round.
You could. I honestly compete year round.
Yeah, you just stay like actually I don't know, mate. We could talk about your body weight. You're the same weight as you was for that Fitek show now.
I'm slightly lighter. Oof.
Somehow not leaner.
Oh, no. Of course I'm not.
So, where have we been? What have we been doing? We've been in Vegas. The last one that we did was with Josh.
That should be out by now.
Yeah, hopefully, if Sam can actually edit them. Apparently, the last ones... We've done one, but it was like a month ago.
We've got two episodes ready that'll be coming out by the time this is out.
Okay, that'll be cool. So, currently, it is the 23rd of November. Thing goes away in 2 days. We've been away to Vegas. We kind of did a bit of a Vegas wrap-up.
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide. I go away to...
Mr. World, Natural Bodybuilding Federation medium champion.
Yeah.
I brought this in just so I could wear it.
You're going to put it on?
I'll wear it for the pod.
For the whole pod?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Right. Even though it was like, I won out by default. And I realistically, I got beat, but might as well milk it, Anna.
Yeah. You might as well. Because next year, I mean...
Looks
you're
good
not...
on me in that camera.
Oh, yeah. I don't have one. Fuck. I'm not a British fucking final winner. I just got beat by Axel.
You know who we need to get on? We need to get Croggan on.
Yep.
Congrats, mate.
Yeah,
really good for your world's win.
Yeah.
We need to get Jack Eagles on.
Yes.
Congrats on the pro card.
Yep.
And then me, Josh, and Jack can all sit over here with our amazing accolades and they can just look down on you like,
I know.
Even though mine is, I'm going to take mine because otherwise I just keep putting myself down.
Yeah, no, of course, take it. It's a win.
But in my head, it's not.
No, but it doesn't feel, no, because if in reality, I said to you before, it doesn't make much of a difference because you do it for the day.
All like, I think is when, like, when I see this, I'm like, yeah, but I didn't.
No, but I think that as well because you didn't get called out on the date. It's not like that came with a check of like 10 grand or you actually got like a legit. It's literally just the difference between a gold and a silver. It means nothing in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, I think that's good though.
But yeah.
Because I think a lot of people would be like, oh, I won. That means that I'm so much better than I thought I was.
The physique stays the same, as we said.
I still wasn't happy with how I looked really on that day.
Yeah.
I still could have been a lot better.
Yeah.
Still got beat on the day.
Still got beat, but somehow came away with gold.
So the guy that came third, Rob.
Yeah, I know Rob, yeah. I followed him. Me and Rob, best mates.
He came second in the world's lightweight.
Shit, the lineup. The lineup must have been awful. It must have been worse than WBF.
Yeah, he's good, mate.
This UKDFBA, pretty good. Finn looked his best, but got beat by two better dudes.
Yeah.
BNBF, he bottled because there would have been some freaky black dudes who would just been stupidly full.
Who won the BNBF?
I thought WNBF was supposed to be the peak of bodybuilding. For natties, it's not.
I think it was at the finals.
Yeah, I think it is.
The standard at the finals was a joke. We'll probably come on to that.
Sorry, Steph.
Yeah, Steph, hope you're not watching.
These are only my thoughts, not Finn's.
But no, the BNBF, I'd have ended up being a lightweight on the day because of how they changed it.
Okay.
But still, standard was good. That was what Niall did.
Yeah.
And the standard was very, very good. Yeah. I think I'd have been pushing top three, top five.
Yeah. Did you see the overall lineup? The two guys with like their rear double bicep shot.
Oh, this is you're on about the world. Oh, the WNBF.
Yeah,
I'm on about the BNBF stuff.
Oh, okay.
I'm on about the BNBF British, but we'll come on to the WNBF world.
That look ridiculous.
What we'll do is this will just be like a catch up episode.
Yeah.
We'll do a separate Q&A episode because we've got some questions. So thank you guys. But yeah, this will just be like a catch up, and then we'll chat about the recent shows.
Yeah.
Because obviously we were at the Natural Olympia, so we can give you a good review of the Natural Olympia, because we didn't really, we did a bit in the Josh episode, and then we can chat about the WNBF Worlds because that was silly, standard wise.
So anybody who's enhanced to actually is into proper bodybuilding, switch off.
No, we can chat about the Olympia being in
Vegas. That's in Vegas next year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So first topic, what are we going for?
Catch up. Where are you at, and then where am I at?
Fat. Apparently, Finn said I'm fat.
My face is very fat.
It's really weird because like my face goes.
It's just that you have muscle and you don't have muscle in your face. Well, not a lot. Anyway.
True, but then also my face goes completely different when I diet. Like Sam said it. Like he said he was like, I saw a real pop up of you the other day. He goes, you legitimately look like a different person. And I don't think like my face looks that fat if you were to see me now. It's because you see me for 6 months of the year. My face is stupidly skinny. So then I look somewhat normal slash a little bit more chubby.
It's the same for anyone.
And it's like Jesus Christ, bro, your face is fat. But it's like I feel like if you would never have seen me before, you wouldn't look at me and go, fucking hell, your face is fat. It's just
no, but that's the same with anyone. Like even when I was peak off season, you wouldn't look at me and go, oh my god, he's a massive fat dude.
No,
you'd be like, oh, he's just a bit big, chunky
spilled
guy. Like,
just a bit spilled.
He's a little
just,
bit spilled.
Yeah, he's just
be all right with some vitamin C.
Yeah, a bit of vitamin C, what manipulation would be fine.
You forget what the general population is.
Yeah.
Like, I look at myself now, peak off season, think, oh my god, like that is horrendous. But it's really not to like the naked eye normal person that's not either seen you that lean or isn't into bodybuilding. It's just like, just kind of like a normal looking guy.
Yeah, no, exactly. Or
fucking slightly. Jack.
Fucking Jack, dude. He's Jack, dude.
Massive
he's
guy.
You've been bulking up, bro. Okay. You've been bulking up. So, for me, I have been bulking up. 123.5 kilos, like 272, 273. Like, pretty much my lifetime heaviest. Like, I saw this body weight for like a couple of days before. Well, like this time, no, it was way longer than this time last year. I started prep at 118 kilos, so I'm actually heavier than my prep starting weight, but that also wasn't peak off-season weight, so pretty much like lifetime heaviest. Still in like an all right spot condition wise like I'm definitely not like fat, but I'm definitely not at the point where I need to be fatter. Like I think it's one of those where,
like I said, you're at that point now where you're big enough to never really look that fat.
I could train in a tank top year round and you see my arms, see my delts and go, oh shit, he's still in good shape.
It's like when you look at any bodybuilder in their, like any good bodybuilder in their off season.
You said I'm a good bodybuilder. Thanks, mate.
No, but I mean, like, let's say, look at, like, if you were to look at any of the top bodybuilders who are big, none of them ever look really fat,
no,
even when they are really fat for them. because they just hold that much muscle.
Yeah.
Even if you're 40% body fat, if you hold like stupid amount of muscle, it's not going to look that fat.
Yeah.
Compared to having less muscle. So yeah, that's kind of where you're at.
Yeah. So it's one of those where it's like appetite's definitely starting to like kick back and tell me to piss off, which is normal. You're not going to be able to get to like all time heavy body weights and be like your appetite be absolutely firing. But food's like pretty high, but it's been high for a long period of time. Body weight's slowly been trickling up. I realistically don't think I'm going to gain much more weight from where I'm at now. Not that I really need to. It's one of those where I go away to New York in like 7 days and then that'll be away for like 12 days. So that'll be higher expenditure, steps being higher. Like I'll still be training, my cardio will still be in, but like the logistics of me eating like 5,500 to 6,000 calories a day while also probably eating more based off movement and just general activity, I'm probably going to drop a bit of weight. And
you
then
fancy actually finishing your meals?
Yeah, I'll hopefully try and finish my meals because I came back from Vegas like 3.5 kilos
Reese down. Can't eat.
I've been pushing up too hard, guys. It's so hard.
Every meal we went out for, he left his food.
No, I ate like 90%.
He buys two meals thinking he's big and then leaves half of the second one every time.
No, I eat like 80%.
No, you left a 80, lot. 70. You left quite
Mate,
a lot
what, okay,
every time.
Okay, what meal? What meal?
The Nacho Daddy, you left.
Yeah,
a
but
good
that
amount.
Was that we ate, you ate a stupid yeah. amount. You ate a stupid amount. We all did, but you especially. That was like we got a bit too much food, and then the girl was like, "You're not going to finish this." So we were like, "Yeah, we will." And I
was like, "I'm going to show."
And
it.
I actually know, like, when I'm just eating like tortilla bread that is just so like greasy, I'm just like, "I'm not going to eat this. I'll eat the meat. I'll eat the chicken. I'm not going to have like the last bit of a tortilla, like bit of bread." And then the other meals after that, Finn was like out to get me. If because I left one grain of rice, he'd be like, "You're not finishing that, bro."
You should have. Instead of buying two main meals, you'd have been better off getting a main and like two sides, which is what like us lot did. But yeah. Because you're big, you have to go in and think, I'm going
to
get two.
It's
an ego thing. I'm going
to
buy two meals and then just leave one. Leave half of one every time.
I've never in my entire life thought, I'm big, I'm going to get two meals. I just think, I'm literally eating four meals a day, so I need to get two meals and I'll do what I can. I'm paying
but
the same.
You don't need to get two meals. Like in your head, you need to get two meals because you're missing two meals. But
yeah.
You can easily make up for those calories from a meal and two sides.
No,
you
but
do
if
know
I'm
that
making
it's
up those
not
calories,
the same two meals when you go
but
out.
I don't like much like variant. So if I see two things, there's a high likelihood that I'm not going to see three or four things that I go, yeah, I like that. So if I see two things, I'll just get them two. And if I can't finish them, I don't think
that
anything different
was
about
shit at Cheesecake Factory. It looked shit that you got.
Yeah, it was wank. That I didn't finish, but I can understand I didn't finish
that.
That was shit.
It looked awful.
So, yeah. Anyway, before Finn keeps mugging me off about my food. Food's high. Training's really good. Like, strongest I've ever been across all areas. The only thing I can't really do is a chest press, which is a bit weird. I can, like, press lifetime best above my head, but I literally can't press horizontally really due to my shoulder, which is weird to think I can shoulder press. But everything else is all good. So, most likely, like, my push-up ends when it comes to, like, a ped standpoint in January. So, that'll be literally like perfect time-wise with how things are. So if we think about obviously where we are, we've got like 6 weeks now till the new year, so that'll be 2 weeks away. We've got Christmas. Realistically, I'll probably gain weight when I'm in the UK and then drop weight off when I'm away. And I'd like to say if I'm like around this sort of weight to maybe 100, like 123 to 125, that'd be cool. Reset, pull back 10-ish kilos. We get both agreed, but I looked very sensitive and like responsive, like low 110, like in the teens of like the 100. So like
10 to 115,
yeah, to get back down to there and then push up to probably like 130 ish so if I can be like 5 kilos, 4 kilos heavier, and then I'll see where that kind of puts me. But I reckon that would be like, because I'd be close to 300 pounds then, and I reckon I'd be in probably similar condition with a few extra kilos. And then realistically, like with how I've handled everything post show and like somewhat rebound, but it's not really, I don't think if I was to diet like from one, let's say 130, I don't think I'd need to pull off that much. I'd have to pull off a good amount of weight still, but I don't think, if I was to look at me now, I don't think I've got like 20 plus kilos of body fat on me. Like I feel like if I was to go into, let's say if I was to give myself time, let training just drive up and get good, I reckon I'd be in a very good spot to probably be a fair bit heavier than last year. So that'd be good, or this year.
Yeah, I think as well how you manage the prep and not going into it thinking you're going to do men's physique and then having to dig for bodybuilding, like
it'll be a completely different look.
Yeah,
completely different. And I think just even if I was to prep now, I reckon like the look would be actually look a hell of a lot
knowing
better.
That the goal is bodybuilding.
Yeah, so I reckon that'd be quite exciting. But that be said, still got to grow. And I feel like nowadays it's always fucking like people, when are you competing, when's this, when's that, and it's like you got to spend time growing. Like realistically, if I was to compete as an open bodybuilder, I would still be pretty small. Like, I'd outshape and outstructure most people because I'm wide. And I've got, like, but then at the same time, I still got flaws to my physique because I'm young. And I'm not expecting to be, like, a lights out. Like, I don't think, oh, the first bodybuilding show that I'm going to do, I'm going to win a fucking overall. I'd be like, I reckon, if I was to do, like, a PCL FitEx, I reckon I should win most bodybuilding shows the next time I compete. But I'm not expecting to be a lights out IFBB pro. Like, I'm not going to be 125 kilos in stage condition. Give me 2 to 3 years, I reckon potentially I could be. But I think for now, like, there's not many 24-year-olds who are walking around at 125 kilos in okay nick. So I just look at that and think, I just need time. And my training's, like, very good, so that'll drive into my physique. And I also look at it and think, like, there is, like, a part where success does leave clues, where it's like, there's not many people that are as strong as me. There's not, and the people who are usually have a fucking hell of a lot of muscle, but they also have a whole lot of time. You can get really strong, but how long have you actually been doing that? So me just bent rowing a lot, deadlifting a lot, pressing a lot, that'll show my physique. And it did over the short period of time that I've had previously, let's say prior to my first prep.
Already is doing.
I need more. Yeah. So, yeah, time spent eating, time spent training, time spent growing, improving, all that jazz, as it should be eating. In a gaining phase. Eating especially, finishing my meals.
Thanks. What have you eaten today? Have you been all right?
Yeah, I've managed. I've managed two meals and I've finished them all. Thanks.
Have you had two meals?
No, I've had one.
I've only had one.
Yeah, I was gonna say I've only had one meal. I've had six meals. It's 12:30. I've had eight meals deep.
Yeah, to be fair, what time was your first meal?
Yeah. 10:30. So 8 after this.
Cool. So I am the opposite of all of that. I'm small. Coming off the back of a prep.
Skinny fat.
Yeah. I'm basically just skinny fat and ready to actually
diet,
feel okay again.
Diet again?
Nah, to be fair, I'm in an okay spot.
Yeah,
I'm not in an amazing spot just based on coming off the prep and then basically having Vegas like 2-3 weeks later. It's one of those, like, I could have easily been in Vegas. I could have been like, right, no, I'm not going to eat this, I'm not going to eat that. But like, I'm not going to say it's a once in a lifetime trip.
No, but
like,
yourself.
We're not going to be there a lot. There's a lot of like nice places to go for food.
Senoritas.
Yeah, senoritas. Reese still says it wrong every time. And also, like, with Josh finishing his show, like, I don't want to be like, right, you guys go for food and I'll do this, or I'll bring my meal prep. Like, it makes it out like as if we went crazy in Vegas. Like, we literally had our normal meals pretty much
throughout the day.
Meal one, meal two, meal three. And then had an evening meal.
Which I think if you were in any other phase other than post-prep, that's normal.
Like, yeah.
If I was to have a client go on holiday and they'd be like, hey, mate, I ate on plan for all my meals, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
yeah.
Go out and get a meal.
Is, like, it makes...
Food is food.
People, like, go, like, have a look on my... I put a post on the other day in terms of how I'm looking. Like, I'm definitely not in a bad spot. I've not gone and gained 40 pounds or anything crazy post-show. No. I'm literally... In terms of where I'd like to be, I'm probably the same weight that I'd like to be, but I'd like to be looking better and I'd like my baseline food to be higher.
Yeah.
But it's not based on the fact that I went to Vegas. Like, that's literally it. Body weight over that week went from like 167 to 171. So I gained more than I'd like to have gained while I was there. I'd have ideally been like 168, 169.
Yeah.
But I had a good time and training was good. And to be fair, like... If anything, it really helped with like my food focus, because it was like I was in Vegas. There was a stupid amount of things available. Once I'd already had like Shake Shack, once I'd already had In-N-Out, it was like, it's just food.
In-N-Out shit.
Yeah, In-N-Out was pretty shit.
Yeah.
It's just food. But yeah, like basically it kind of helped me get past that bit sort of during the post-show phase where you're constantly thinking about food. Because you're never going to be full. You're never going to sort of satiate that hole where it's like, even if your stomach feels full, it's like, oh, yeah, I could still have that. I could still eat that. Like, but yeah, I'd say the days when I ate a lot in Vegas were the Nacho Daddy day. And then there was a day where we had Lala Noodle and we had some cookies and ice cream that we'd already bought.
Yeah.
But even then, it wasn't like, no. Finn, what the fuck, stop. No. Like, you know what I mean? It wasn't, and the same with any of us, like, especially you, can't eat.
cheers.
So it wasn't like I've let myself go in any way or anything like that. And I'm not going to, like, no matter how fucked I may feel or how hungry you are or anything, like, I never let myself get to that point, like, no matter what. I know that I've got that self-control. But yeah, we had a really good time in Vegas. Training was really good. Training since then's been really good. Like I feel way better than I did before we went.
Yeah,
I feel so much better.
Of course,
mentally,
I'd hope so.
Yeah. Physically, I'm like 4.5 weeks post show now. I'd say give me another four, the same time again, and I reckon by that point I'll be like, okay, cool, I'm feeling like pretty much back to quote unquote normal. Like we say, you know, there isn't really a certain point where you'll know that. But I think this holiday will help. A deload will help.
Christmas as well.
Yeah. Like, I think the main thing for me is just like getting in, like regaining that routine. And not that I've lost routine in any way, but when you come out of that point where you're literally like, I was digging so much to the point where it was like, I felt like I just was so efficient with everything.
Yeah.
When you take your foot off the gas a little bit, then I almost feel like I'm slacking. Yeah. And I hate that feeling. So like now, the fact that I'm doing less cardio, less steps, like I almost don't like it, because it's not the norm, because it was the norm for so long. So it's kind of just getting that into my head. Still trying to, like, I still find that there's times in the days where I'm like really highly strung, if you like.
Hmm.
So I'm like, I need to do this, need to do that, need to, and it's like, and then I realise like, just fucking chill out a little bit. Like, I realised that quite a lot because I was in that mentality for so long.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to get used to like relaxing a little bit with that, but I feel good. Visually, I don't hate it, don't love it, but I think that's, even if I was in an amazing position post show, you're still going to compare yourself to stage condition.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, so even if I'd put on, I'm 14 pounds up from my lightest, 7 pounds up from the WMBF stage weight.
Yeah.
Even if I was, let's say, that, or and I hadn't been to Vegas and my food was higher and I was training even better and so on and so forth, I'm still not going to have the same level of detail that I had 7/14 pounds ago.
Yeah.
Like, and that's fine. I'm not supposed to. So yeah, it's just getting that into your head. I say the same things to my clients, you know, those that are obviously just coming out of a prep. It's like trying to not compare yourself to the, it's like you almost need to find that middle ground, because I think a lot of people still try and compare themselves to stage condition and then get a bit like frustrated by the fact that they're not that lean.
Yeah.
And then you have the other side of the coin where people go, oh, fuck it, I'm not competing now, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm just getting
fat. It's like, well, it does matter, because you don't want to be spending time dieting again anytime soon.
Yeah.
Like, you've dieted for long enough. Like, you've probably dieted for 6 months minimum, maybe 4 to 8, depending on the individual and the phase and the prep and the standard that you're at, whatever it may be, how much you had to lose. But if you've dieted for 4 to 8 months, that's longer than any diet should be, realistically, unless it's like a, let's say, a heavily overweight, like morbidly obese individual trying to lose a lot of weight. Realistically, if you're trying to be a bodybuilder, you shouldn't be dieting for any more than that in one go, unless it is a prep. Like, that is the only time that it would make sense to do that. Yeah. Imagine if I was to say to you, like, randomly in off season when I wasn't prepping or anything, I think I'm gonna do an 8 month diet. You'd be like, what the fuck?
Like, I think I'm just gonna pull back for 8 months.
Yeah, it makes no sense. So if you aren't careful and post show, you go in with that mindset of, oh, fuck it, I'm not competing anymore.
Yeah.
Let's just
the
relax.
The eyes aren't on me anymore. I can eat. Yeah.
Yeah, and people do. It's easy done. Like, I can see how people do it, but if you do that, again, if your goal is to be a better bodybuilder, you're just delaying that process of, like, making the most of the next gaining phase.
Yeah.
Like, if you are dieting again after, let's say, even within 6 months of a prep, I'd say you're not wasting time, but you've definitely not made the most of that.
Oh, no, definitely.
Like, I don't want to have to diet again for at least 12 months from post show.
Yeah.
Probably closer to 18.
Yeah.
Like, and then it'll be like, right, cool, I've had that period. I've had a really productive push-up post-show. Then I'll pull back for 2-3 months.
Yeah.
And then another maybe 9 to 12 months, and then it might be the case of it's a pre-prep diet again, or it's another mini cut. Like, it definitely shouldn't be that you finish your prep in October and by January you're dieting again.
No.
Like,
well,
it's just not healthy.
Most yo-yo dieting.
Yeah, but by that
most people
point,
do.
Like,
it's, they put on a bit of body fat, they then think, oh, I need to get leaner, and it's a constant influx of just up and down, and like, you almost just want to stick to a path and just be consistent with it, you know.
Yeah, it's,
even if that's holding, even if you've, like, let's say for example, if you're watching this and you finish your prep, like, let's say at finals, so what, like 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago for some, like, even if you fucked it a bit, just get to a point and then just hold. Like, let's say, for example, you hold your weight now for 3 months. That's better than thinking, okay, well, at least in January I'll diet, because it's just going to be counterintuitive.
Yeah.
You, like, the amount of times that people will have a shit fucking month or two after a prep, and then they'll instantly be like, well, I'm going to diet again. It's like, no, just hold and stop being an idiot.
It's the last thing
and
you actually
regain some food control, because it's only going to mess your mind up as well. You go from being like in this survival mode of dieting, prep, etc. You then eat loads of like crap, and then you're only then going to put your mind in more of a stress, because you're like, right, time for more restriction, which again, it's counterintuitive.
It's not healthy.
No, it's not.
It does show, like, it's in terms of like the post show. I always say this to my clients, like the post show phase, you have to show way more discipline than the actual prep, like way more. Like, is it?
I think it is when you've got
it's
a show
easy
day.
When you've got a goal. Yeah, you've got that time point of like, I've got a show here, and I know that I need to be in shape because I'm going to be standing on stage in my pants. Like, you've almost got that.
It's that level of respect
pressure,
for yourself.
That pressure. Yeah. That level of respect. Like afterwards, like you say, people almost just hide.
Yeah.
Which is easy done. Like, I've not posted my physique as much on Instagram because it's not as appealing when you're looking at it compared to stage condition. Yeah. Like, it's very easy to shy away and be like, all right, I'll just sort of feel sorry for myself and eat as much as I want, and I can't be asking my cardio, so I won't do it. And before you know it, you're looking at yourself thinking, fucking hell, like, I've let myself go. And then your instinct then is, well, I've let myself go, I'll just diet and get back into like how I was in prep. It's like, no, you really don't need to do that. You need to regain the routine and the tendencies, but you do not need to regain the deficit. That's the last thing you want. That's kind of like where your head and my head is at post show. I feel good, I'm happy with how I'm managing it. Vegas came at like maybe not the best of times. I was saying to Josh, it probably came at a better time for Josh, because it was like post show, you've got loads of things that you want to try. Let's have these few things, enjoy it, put on a few kilos, which you needed to do anyway. Come home, regain routine, you're back home. Whereas for me, it was like I had that initial post-show period, going out for a couple of meals with Shannon. Obviously, I went out for food after the show. Then when I got the win a few days later, me and Shannon went out for food again. Even then, I was still, I think I was probably 5 or so pounds up, something like that. So it wasn't crazy. And then between then and Vegas, everything was good. Like, it was just working food up. And then with Vegas, it was like, it's almost at that awkward time.
For me, I went to Lanzarote 6 weeks after I finished.
Morocco is going to be perfect. Like, yeah, I feel like perfect. I'm like, going to manage food easily, even though it's all inclusive. But like, all I'm thinking about is like, oh, cool, I get to have loads of nice fruit and good meat that they have there. I'm not thinking, oh, they do this dessert or that dessert. Although they do nice pancakes in the morning, like Moroccan pancakes.
100 pancake challenge.
Get Sam to come over and film it.
So yeah, no, I feel like you almost need that, like, immediately post show you need that sort of routine being established. And then, like, I always kind of cringe slightly if it's like somebody's going away like a week afterwards, cause I'm like, oh, you're fucked.
Obviously, I wasn't gonna turn down Vegas.
No, you wouldn't. But it's like, in my opinion, like, give yourself a good couple of weeks, a month minimum, to set foundations, and then you can go away, you'll be a bit more normal mentally, and then it'll be a bit like, it'll be a bit easier. I went to Alicante with Sanaya a week after I finished prep, but I was shitting myself for like the entirety that I was there and couldn't eat.
I've got a theory. So both of your preps, you've got really ill directly after. I think you're just overeating and making yourself sick.
I've got bulimia and I've got anorexia. Well, to be fair, I stayed way too lean because I had the holidays. I go on holiday like a month. So I was like, I'm gonna keep on it. Like, that's probably why I didn't feel like, I was saying this tonight, I probably didn't feel normal till maybe about 6 to 8 weeks ago, because I was probably like, I say probably in my head, I was like, I've got this holiday coming up, so I'm gonna not restrict food, but I was eating like 500 carb at 105 kilos body weight. But it's like, in reality for me, like, I lose weight on that. Usually I was losing weight doing that and a fucking off-plan meal in prep. So it's like, it was one of those where, again, I actually think from a psychological standpoint it helped, because it definitely eased off the gas. It wasn't like, you're done. And I actually quite liked it, and it's probably the reason why I'm in the spot I am in now. But then also, I think long term, I probably would have, like, because, like, for example, like, my sex drive's probably only been normal for the last like 6 weeks, and I finished prep like seven months ago.
I think a lot of that is probably that you're back at peak body weight.
Yeah, true.
So it's like, this is, it's not like homeostasis, it's quite heavy for you, but it's like, your body's been here before,
and so
now
it's like
you're getting back up to that. It's like, oh cool, I'm kind of back to where I've been in the past, and
this is where I would sit. Above,
you're not trying to be restrictive from that.
Yeah.
So I think I need to get back up to 235.
You need to get to 235. Yeah, quick. Really,
to be fair,
really
Shannon
quick.
Said the other day, it was funny. I was in the shower and she was like, we were chatting, and what did she say? Oh, she was like, oh yeah, I've been feeling like this because I've started taking the pill again.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, have you started taking the pill, thinking that my dick will work? And she was like, well, you never know, like maybe. And like her face, like she didn't think I was looking at her.
Yeah.
But like she was like, well, you never know. And like her face dropped, and I was like, you do know I can see you. I was like, yeah, it probably won't. Like, there's not been any inkling.
We need an update. Every podcast, we're like, Finn, yeah, how many erections you had this week? Zero.
That being said, like, in the night and waking up, like, yeah, there's definitely more there.
More life.
But, yeah, it's just, again, it's more so, like we've always said, it's more the energy side of things.
Yeah.
Like, still gets towards the end of the day and I'm like, I just can't wait to get to bed. You know, yeah, it's like my body's still just tired and fatigued. It takes time. It's definitely nowhere near as bad as it was, which is great. And again, it's not going to be because I'm not doing anywhere near as many steps or as much cardio. But like, yeah, it takes time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Shannon. But yeah, I can't, how did we get onto that?
I don't know. Do you want to wrap it up?
Oh, it was you saying 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
When your sex drive came back.
Yeah. Six, and then just 10 times a day since.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 times.
In the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, 10 times. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 60 times.
Oh, I saw Sanaya limping around remodified yesterday.
Jesus Christ. Right.
Yeah, right.
Do you want to wrap this up and then we'll do, yeah, like 40 minutes, 30 minutes of questions?
Yeah.
Sound? Right. That's that, guys. 121, 122.
I think that's episode 122. Just while we're here, just quickly, as you can see,
Conte.
I have now been sponsored by Conte. So the podcast is
technically,
effectively sponsored by Conte. We are in the process of getting a neon sign.
Yeah.
They're doing us one, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. I messaged them about it today. Okay. We'll probably look at like putting that up here somewhere.
Yeah.
We don't want it to clash with our sign.
Yeah, no, our neon sign.
We'll put it over on that wall where you can't see it.
Yeah.
No, we will have it. Yeah, if you're wanting any Conte products, then we don't have a code for the podcast, but you can use either Fin10 or Reese10.
Yeah. Or if you, I know it's too late now, if you heard about the Black Friday thing, it's Fin30 and Reese30, this is coming out.
We'll put, yeah. This will be out after Black Friday.
So you missed out on the Black Friday, so guys, sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, but the supplements are very good. And we actually, I do mean that, the supplements are fantastic.
And the new way is very good.
Yes.
Also, let's try and get up to 450 subscribers.
Yep.
That would be much appreciated. And 800 Spotify followers. If you're not following us on Spotify, click follow. And if you're not subscribed, click in the bottom right corner. Make sure you subscribe.
Cool. Right. That's that, guys. Thanks as always. We are back. Yeah. Catch you soon. See you later.